Earlier this week, we heard from commentator Nia Palmer, who felt Black History Month had outlived its usefulness. Today, commentator Clarence Page explains why he thinks we still need the month-long commemoration of African-American culture and accomplishment.
Every year at about this time, I hear somebody ask why we still have Black History Month. As Morgan Freeman said on 60 Minutes, maybe we don't want to have our history compressed into 1 month. Besides, as a late uncle of mine used to say, how come we got the shortest month? Right, I might add, and cold, too. In fact, the great Black educator Carter G. Woodson chose February back in 1926. He wanted what was then Negro History Week to coincide with the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, and Frederick Douglass, the great intellect, diplomat, journalist, and freed slave. But Woodson also wanted Black history to be recognized as part of American history. He wanted Negro History Week to put itself out of business. Instead, it has been expanded to a full month, with no end in sight. And that's just as well. If we did away with Black History Month, I suspect that the entire subject would soon fade away, becoming as invisible as positive black news on cable television. If anybody keeps Black History Month alive, it's the advertising world. Black history is used to pitch everything from hamburgers to fried chicken to pharmaceuticals, anything that can be linked to photos and bios of Harriet Tubman, Booker T. Washington, or Langston Hughes. Besides, our children need to learn that black Americans contributed something to the world besides hip-hop and jump shots. They need to hear something that will make their hearts swell and their minds grow. They need to hear about the Africans who arrived here before the Mayflower. They need to know about Crispus Attucks, the first man to fall in the Boston Massacre, and the black soldiers who fought in every war that America has fought, and Benjamin Banneker, who surveyed the boundaries of Washington, D.C., published an early farmer's almanac, and invented a wooden pocket watch. Our children need to know about Ida B. Wells Barnett, the courageous editor who campaigned against lynching and helped to found the NAACP. Instead of just calling up the widely known heroes, I suggest that we take Black History Month local. President Clinton's race relations panel found that race in America increasingly is a local issue, a different issue in Los Angeles than it is in New York or Chicago or Miami or Denver or Baton Rouge. I think we need to celebrate Black History Month closer to home. We need to dispatch reporters and students to do a little research, beginning with our community elders. Across this country, from Orlando to Alaska, in California to Cape Cod, our communities have some fascinating stories just waiting to be unearthed. We don't need to go to the school closet and pull out the Black History Month gear every year to find inspiration for future generations. Sometimes we can find it closer to home, even in our own families.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist with the Chicago Tribune.